This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another Feminist Around the World. We are still doing the AAPI History Month. Of course, we're going a little bit outside of the U.S. because that's what we typically like to do. And today we are focusing on Myanmar/Burma and an activist from there. We're talking about Wei Wei Nu, who is an activist and advocate who's been working to empower people all over the world. And her story is pretty amazing. Yeah, so Nu was born in Myanmar, where she grew up with her family, who are part of the Rohingya community. And if you look up this community, it's pretty in-depth, and there's a lot of conversation, so you have to read a lot. I decided this is one of those regions, so I'm like, if I'm not a real expert, I'm not going to go too into it, because I'm afraid of all of the mistakes I'm about to make. But here's what we do know. The Rohingya people are considered one of the most persecuted ethnic minorities, according to a National Geographic article, and are primarily a Muslim community with a small group identifying as Hindu. And at one point in time, there were an estimated 1.4 million Rohingya people who were residents of Myanmar. But in 2017, after at least 100,000 were imprisoned in camps for, quote, internally displaced persons, many others fled to surrounding countries at that point. So in 1982, after the passing of the new citizenship law, the Rohingyas were stripped of their citizenships and no longer recognized as an ethnic group in Myanmar. So that means they had no rights, and it's still that way today. And though many have left Myanmar due to this type of persecution, there are still an estimated 600,000 Rohingya people.
And Nu's father fought against the government and as a political activist had run for parliament as a National League of Democracy or NLD party member in the 1990 general election. He was an advocate for the people of Myanmar and fought for labor and human rights. And though he was elected as a member of parliament, the military junta, or the military group who took control of the country by force, much like what is happening now, would not allow for the voted officials to take their roles. Instead, many of the elected officials were immediately arrested after the results of the election. However, Nu's father was not one of those who were immediately arrested. It wasn't until 2005 that he and the rest of the family, including Nu, would be arrested. Nu had already started school and was in her second year of law school when she was arrested, yeah.
Right. And at that time, she nor her family had any representation and were all sentenced to prison. She was sentenced to 17 years along with the rest of her family, except for her father, who was sentenced to 44 years. There was not a clear reason for the sentencing. Some reported it was due to immigration violations, while others reported sedition. She and her family were imprisoned until 2012, when they were finally given amnesty by the president of Myanmar at that time. And it was during her time of incarceration she and her family went through severe mistreatment, causing health problems for several of the family members for the rest of their lives. And while she was in prison, she was able to hear the stories of many of the women with her and learned of the different types of hardships that those women face living under that regime. In an interview with Time magazine, she said, "After meeting so many people in prison who were not guilty of crimes, I realized I wanted to do something that could really change the country's political and economic system." And went on to say in another interview with Reuters, "I didn't want to wallow in self-pity after meeting them. Insane prison was my university about life."
After being released, Niu went on to earn her law degree at the Yangon East University and would go on to start several nonprofits for her community. She started Women's Peace Network, ARKEN, where she worked for peace for the people of Myanmar and Justice for Women, which is a network of women who are lawyers to provide legal assistance for women in need. And she has used her advocacy all over the world, speaking and educating people on the issue of domestic violence and on sexual harassment. And part of her work has included working for diversity and tolerance using the power of social media. And Niu launched a Twitter campaign to that end with hashtag My Friend to show diversity through friendships all over the world.
Right. And as the situation in Myanmar continues to be dangerous, she's been working to bring attention to what is happening in her country. She's been outspoken about the world's lack of response to the situation with the Rohingya people. She wrote recently in the Jerusalem Post, quote, "The international response to these atrocities has been frustratingly inadequate. Though the same military that staged a coup in February 2021 has been terrorizing the Rohingya people for decades, the U.S. only recently determined in March that their actions amounted to genocide, something we've been urging the U.S. government to do for years." And she's been using her platform to implore the officials all around the world to step up to help those who are being persecuted by the junta of Myanmar. And just last year, she's been able to publish articles all over the world to implore the government officials to take measures against the oppressive regime within her country today. And her work has been noticed.
Yes, she has been awarded the In Peace Award in 2014, named one of the top 100 global thinkers by Foreign Policy magazine. Also named one of Salt and Diageo's 100 Inspiring Women by Salt Magazine, and named one of the Next Generation Leaders by Time Magazine. She received the Hillary Clinton Award from Georgetown University in 2018. In 2019, she was selected as an Obama Foundation Scholar at Columbia University. In 2020, she was elected as a Genocide Prevention Fellow by the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. And she received the City of Athens Democracy Award from the Democracy and Culture Foundation in 2021.
Right. So she's doing a lot of work. And of course, we do want to hear what is happening because we know the situation in Myanmar is still ongoing. There's not a lot coming out. They've definitely taken out all of any kind of social media. A lot of journalists are not able to get into there or out of there. So there's a lot of conversation about what is happening today and how dangerous that situation really is. And the fact that we have not heard too much outside of some of the horror stories that are able to reach out outside of the tight-knit government and closed-off government of Myanmar. So if anybody knows of updates that they can share with us, please do.
Yes, yes, as always. And you can send those to us at our email, which is stephanieamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I'm Never Told You. We're also on YouTube. And we have a book coming out that you can pre-order at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you all.
Yes, and thank you all for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.